That's right. Now, one of the biggest deals in corporate history could go ahead in the next few weeks. This involves Vodafone, who have been in the news a lot over the last few months, haven't
they? One way or the other.
One way or the other.
And now it's in talks to sell its stake in the American phone giant Verizon Wireless to Verizon Communications. Vodafone owns 45% of the company, estimated to be worth around $130 billion. That's £84 billion. The stock market gave the thumbs up yesterday, with Vodafone shares hitting a 12-year high, and they're up a further 1.5p to 206 this morning. So why is the city so happy? To shed some light, I'm joined by Eddie Murphy, a telecoms analyst from Priory Consulting. Morning, Eddie.
Good morning, Mickey.
So what exactly is Verizon, and why does Vodafone want to sell it?
Well, Verizon is the largest telephone company in the United States. It has huge fixed and mobile facilities. Vodafone wants to sell its share because it only has 45% of the shares in Verizon Wireless, and that means that it can't actually control the dividend flow or how the corporate strategy is formed. So it doesn't fit very comfortably with the rest of Vodafone's business.
But now it's a big windfall coming its way, £80 billion. The point is, though, it's getting rid of one of its big profit earners, and some of the others are slowing down, India in particular. We're seeing a slowdown. Where's it going to invest his money to keep profits growth going?
Well, it's got a number of options. Obviously, switching from saturated, very stable markets like the United States to faster-growing markets in developing countries creates more opportunities for growth. It's also looking at expanding its operations in Europe into the fixed line as well. We've seen Vodafone acquire Cable Deutschland, the cable TV company in Germany, and it may well be that it will start investing more in fixed services across Europe as well.
Okay, and in a word, does that leave Vodafone liable to take over?
Well, there is already speculation that once this deal goes through, that some of the big giants of the telecoms world, like AT&T, might be sniffing around Vodafone. So it'll be interesting to see what happens.
Okay, Eddie, many thanks for that. Eddie Murphy there from Priory Consulting.
Time for